This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand today, just to thank you and praising you for your goodness, your grace, and your love. Just to thank you and praising you for who you are, that you are God. Besides thee, there is no other than worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here today. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, and Lord, just lift a play. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward. And we thank you in advance, precious Father, for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do. This night and forevermore, in Jesus' name, crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let the Holy Spirit of God just come on in like a rushing mighty wind here this night and forevermore, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I would like you to open it up to the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 4, and we'll reread verses 6 and 7, and also 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, the word of God reads, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayers and supplication, with let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." In the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 16 through 18, the word says, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word. Well, bless God, and we just thank God for another opportunity to come before you to bring forth the word of God. We thank God through the use of the internet that we are able to do so. We can be teaching and preaching on a local level, but we are reaching on a global level. And for that, we are grateful that the Lord has allowed us for that door to open up for us to bring forth his word in spirit and in truth. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. We thank Pastor Apostle Jay out of the Houston, Texas area, her and her husband, amen, for allowing us to be able to use minutes on this particular door just to bring forth the word and lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. I thank God for my wife tonight, amen, Prophetess Lisa Tebow, and myself, as we proclaim the gospel. Teamwork makes life, ministry, and dream work. So I thank God for her praying with us and for us as we bring forth the word of God here tonight. Amen and amen. Just for the next few minutes, if I may, hallelujah, we want to talk about there's power. The power of a thankful heart. The power of a thankful heart, a grateful heart, a heart that is thankful because of what God has done, is doing, and will do. All praise and honor goes to him. The Bible says that everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. The God that we serve, he wants us to praise him. He wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. So having the power of a thankful heart is something that we should all have as believers of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The power of a thankful heart is a heart full of gratitude towards God, a heart that desire to please the Lord. Hallelujah, the desire to please him in everything we say and everything we do as a child of his. So believers of Christ, when we give thanks in the midst of difficulties, we bring pleasure to God's heart, and our breakthrough has begun. Say that again for those that are listening and those that will be listening at a later time and later date. Believers of Christ, when we give thanks to God in the midst of difficult, we bring pleasure to him, to God's heart, and our breakthrough begins. You see, God is looking for people who live in a realm of praise and thanksgiving, where the enemy, the devil, no longer has an ability to hold or manipulate. You see, Satan is defeated when we, as believers of Christ, have a thankful heart, because thankfulness is a sacrifice pleasing to God. Are you thankful tonight in all things? Thankfulness is a key to a successful life. Thankfulness, it is the key that turns your situation completely around, because it changes you, your outlook, and your attitude. Thankfulness, again, it is a key for a person that is born again, for a person that has given their life totally and complete to Christ, that's walking up, that's living a lifestyle that is pleasing to God. Thankfulness will turn your situation around. By faith, you have to believe it, because it will change you, your outlook, and your attitude. An attitude of thanksgiving accepts and embraces God's child of God. Always be thankful. Thank God for all the blessings he has given to you. Instead of dwelling on the negative discontentment, which dries up the soul. The word says that every good and perfect gift come from above, from the Father who has no variables or shadow. Hallelujah, of turning, or turning of shadow. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So discontentment dries up the soul, but being content in whatever state you may find yourself in, looking onto the hills from which cometh your help cometh from the Lord. It is something that we as believers of Christ must consider and do. Giving thanks with a joyful heart is what pleases God, a generosity of spirit is very vital to our Christian discipline. Giving thanks means thanking God with a joyful heart. You see, God smiles when we praise and thank Him on a continuous basis. As disciples of Christ, we have to press through at times. Press our mess in order to get God's best. Don't be bogged down and hallelujah and stuck in a rut. Just continuously press your way. Press your way through in order to praise God for who He is. He is the author and finisher. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The God that we serve, He sits high, but He looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful. We are thankful. The power of a thankful heart. You see, gratitude, the power of a thankful heart, to be grateful is God's will. We as believers of Christ, we are responsible to keep our attitude in check, in line, at all times. You see, the power of a thankful heart in everything we do, we give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, according to the word of God that we said from the beginning in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. You see, a thankful heart will honor God. A heart full of gratitude, showing humility. A thankful heart, it shows that you do not depend on what you see, but you depend on God's word and His promises. A thankful heart brings forth contentment for God. It is not the ritual, but the relationship that we have with Him. You see, God is the one that sees our heart, and your heart matters to Him. Gratitude is a simple attitude that makes small become great. See, if you're thankful to God in the small things, God can open up the way to bigger things. Gratitude, being grateful, being thankful, it keeps you as a child of God from getting trapped by pride, because you realize that what He has been given, what has been given to you, is simply God's favor. Because of His favor, because of His grace, because of His love, God enables us and He trusts us enough with things that He desires to give us. If we are grateful in the small stuff, then bigger can come to us. If we are rooted in God and in His ways, in God's will, we will understand not everything that we see means the end of things or the end of the world. Sure, things all around us is being shaken at this hour. Having a thankful heart, it protects us from destructive nature of bitterness. If you as a child of God resist change through hurtful things, then you may experience that you may experience. You can never be a finished product. Believers of Christ, having a thankful heart, it increases your sense of purpose while you're here on planet Earth. A thankful heart, it gives confidence and boldness, not in ourselves, but in God's plan for our lives. You see, a thankful heart, it grows character and peace of mind in our lives. The power of a thankful heart in developing a thankful heart, it is an attitude of gratitude cultivated, which cultivates many blessings and benefits. The power of a thankful heart. A thankful heart acknowledges our reliance and dependency on God and God alone. You see, God is the giver of big things and also of small things. The blessings we get in each and every day of our lives, we should be thankful. Don't take it for granted, knowing that God has our best interests in mind. Bible says in the book of Psalms 107, verses 31, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his deeds for all mankind. You see, a thankful heart is a heart that has expectancy and looking to God for provision. And it also helps to redirect our mindset. You see, believers of Christ, by you having an attitude of thanksgiving, an attitude of gratitude in every situation, it helps you to navigate through trials with a positive mindset. It also helps you to thank God for his strength and to help you to not put your focus on the problem that you may face. You see, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Bible says, those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. With God's help and God's strength, strengthen us in areas where we are weak. We can lean and depend on him. He'll come through in our behalf. It says again, hallelujah, here in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. It says, give thanks in all situations, circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Also, child of God, having a thankful heart, it eliminates complaining. It eliminates feeling sorry for ourselves. Child of God, each day you can choose for yourself gratitude instead of grumbling. Rather than making a complaint, a list in your mind, rebuke that and make a thankful list and refer to it when you are tempted to complain. You see, God, he desires us to be mindful every day, every minute of our lives. Let our mind be on him, on things above and not beneath, on things that are external not on things that's only temporary. Because the things that are temporary in this world will soon pass, be done away with. But the things that are eternal, as we concentrate on, as we have that mindset of putting on the mind of Christ, of letting the world know, of letting the enemy, of letting those that try to tolerate us, let them know, for God I live and for God I die. God is my way maker. He's the one that makes a way out of no way. He's the one that opens up doors that no man can shut. He's the one that closes up doors that no man can open. He is my all in all. Again, in the Word of God, it says in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, do not be anxious, but be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayers and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Yes, there's power, the power, thankful heart, having an attitude of gratitude, which brings peace in your heart and in your life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Yes, yes, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We just thank God for all those that are listening tonight, for those that will be listening at a later date. We just hope and pray that something that we're saying through this teaching tonight that will bring encouragement to your soul and help you just to hold on and keep on going on for things of the Lord, because God is good, and he's good all of the time. Again, tonight we are talking about the power of a thankful heart. Having an attitude of gratitude, it brings peace in your heart. It also calms down worry and crowds out fear and doubt. Yes, having a thankful, grateful heart, joyful heart, it will help you to when anxiety tries to overwhelm you. So we have to understand there's a peace that surpasses all understanding. But we have to stay focused on God and God's word. God's word is a ready self. God's word, hallelujah, God honors his word above his name. Yeah, so Psalms 100 verses 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Give thanks unto him and praise his name. Thanksgiving is more than a simple day of enjoying food and drink. As we get ready to this week on Thursday, God's willing, Jesus tarry, and we'll celebrate Thanksgiving, a holiday set aside to give God thanks for everything he has done for us, everything he has done, is doing, and will do. So we have to look at Thanksgiving, even though it's a day of it is a national holiday. Every day is a Lord's day. Thanksgiving is more than a simple day of enjoyment, enjoying food, coming together as family, and food and drinks. People of God, no matter what season in life we may find ourselves in or experiencing, whether it is a time of great blessing, when things are going right, or a time of distress, like what we are facing now in this time of pandemic, being quarantined in the house, when problems overwhelmed us, look to the Lord, look to the God of all grace. With a heart of gratitude, a thankful heart, a grateful heart, a joyful heart. Be blessed with the ongoing gratitude beyond Thanksgiving. Even every day of our lives, we should be thankful. We thank God that even tonight, that we're on top of the ground is not on top of us. We thank God for keeping us this far, still here in the land of the living, still here found in our right mind, still here. The blood is flowing through our veins. One of the things we as believers of Christ should be and is grateful, thankful that we are grateful, we thankful, and we are blessed. People of God in the United States of America, in which we live. As we celebrate Thanksgiving this week, that usually means, again, overindulging in food and drink, looking at football games on the television, and visiting family and friends. It is also a great time for us to increase our thankfulness for all the many blessings that God has given us. See, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 20, always give thanks to God, the Father, for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Believers of Christ, the act of thanksgiving is a way of recognizing the faithfulness of God in our lives. It is a way for us to consciously take time to humble ourselves before God and each other. The power of a thankful heart, let us come into God's presence with thanksgiving on our lips. People of God, the way to help make us better is to recalibrate our ungrateful heart. Otherwise, we will be vulnerable to the spirit of bitterness. Having a grateful heart, it protects us from that particular spirit of bitterness. Joy. How is joyful? Being joyful, rejoicing always in the Lord, because he loves us. He cares for us. Believers in Christ, child of God, understand that being thankful is God's will for your life, as well as mine, as a born-again believer. We have to learn to be thankful. It is not an option, but it is essential for us as a child of God. Being thankful is a quality that should characterize our lives as followers of Christ. Being thankful, it is an ongoing, continuous activity. Always being thankful. Not only occasionally, but even now, mostly, more than ever, and always letting God know how much we love him, how much we are grateful, thankful, and joyful for what he does for us. Because there is power in a thankful heart. Child of God, learn to be thankful. It is not tied to our circumstances. It is tied to no one but God. Psalms 106, verse 1. It said, praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. So, beloved, our barrier with being thankful lies in our way of thinking. We connect being thankful only with favorable situations or circumstances. God, again, he wants us to learn how to be thankful in everything, in all things. When you as a child of God, remember that the foundation of your heart is grounded in who God is and not in your circumstance, then you realize that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You see, because circumstances always change, the situation you're in is likely to change before this broadcast is over. But you see, but God, He's the one that is reliable. He's the one that never changes. Yes, being AR, becoming a thankful person in all situations, circumstances, it is a highly relative thing. Yes, we have to practice it on a continuous basis to let God know that we are thankful in the small things. Let them know how much you appreciate the air that you breathe, the food that you eat, the water that you drink, being able that the faculties on our body works properly, that we are found in our right mind as we put on the mind of Christ. You see, the more you understand who God is, the more you can be thankful to Him. Yes, it wasn't there. He woke us up this morning. It wasn't their alarm clock, but it was God's grace and mercy, which He grants to us on a continuous and daily basis. Yes, we believe that God is always good. He's always loving. He's always being faithful, even when we are not. He's being faithful to Himself and faithful to His word. And He's always God. God will provide for our every need if we believe that He's able. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of His righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto us. And God can use every event in life for His good purpose. I was saying in Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and His call according to His purpose. So remember, God always rewards those that are obedient. He always will reward obedience, obedience on our part. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat rams. So be thankful, brothers and sisters, in Christ, no matter what you may be going through yourself, still be thankful. God has commanded thankfulness for a believer of Christ, for us to walk in it, because it is thankfulness that is connecting us to God, our Father. People of God, let us embrace being thankful as a choice that we make on a personal basis, and don't let it be made by emotion. Bible says in the book of Psalms 50, verse 14, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High, God. God wants us to do right. Do right by Him and do right by others. That way He can reward us openly. Whatever we do secretly, and we do it as unto Him, He will reward us like no other. He will reward us publicly. Hallelujah. To let the people know that God is still in the blessing business. Notice the choice. It says offer thanksgiving. Choosing to be thankful is a lot like choosing to love. You must focus on the unchanging character of God rather than the situation or the circumstances. that surround you. You must embrace that type of thankfulness. Embrace it as being a sacrifice. There is power in having a thankful heart. The power of a thankful heart is what God wants us to have. Child of God offering a sacrifice of thanks. It is to, in order to do this, we must refuse from allowing despair to wrap itself around our lives. We must have our mind made up that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. Again, here in the book of Philippians 14 and 15, it says, do everything without complaining and grumbling, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crookedness and perverse. People of God, when we complain, we lose our witness for Christ to the world, because they look at us as children of God, believers of Christ, who profess to be different. If we start complaining, then we're complaining just like they are. You see, complaining is the opposite of being thankful. Complaining, faithless response to the circumstances of life that changes nothing. Complaining is an action that calls you as a child of God to be like the world crowd. You see, anyone can complain, because complaining, it requires no skill. Complaining, it requires no maturity or faith. Complaining is just, it just comes natural, and it takes no practice. So we have to overcome that spirit of complaining. Ask God to help us, to deliver us from it, because it will leave us in a state of depression. It will leave us with anxiety. Yes, God wants us, regardless of what we may be, find ourselves in, give him the praise. Allow the presence of the Lord to come on in. Break the chains that has you bound. Set you free by his Holy Spirit. So, believer of Christ, remember, complaining, it does not care about people. A matter of the fact, complaining, it tears people down. Complaining is being self-centered. It's all about how you may feel. As followers of Christ, complainers always lay blame on others for their shortcomings, for their problems that they are facing. The power of a thankful heart. Again, we must remember that the power of a thankful heart, it keeps you from the destructive influence of the spirit of bitterness, because it lifts you up to a higher perspective and lets you see things from God's view. We must get ready, believers of Christ, people of God. People will treat you badly and unjust, but the Lord, he'll work it all out, all things in your favor. The Bible says all that desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Persecution is part of the package as we label ourselves as Christians, as followers of Christ, that did it to Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. And we are partakers of the suffering he went through. It's not teachers in Christ, but being Christians, believers in Christ. We're going to go through something. But through it all, God promised, you'll never leave us, nor forsake us. Jesus Christ is saying, yesterday, today, and forevermore. So always be thankful and watch God work things out in your favor. Child of God, the power of a thankful heart, it cultivates peace of mind. And it composes, and the composition of character. When your life as a child of God, it becomes rooted and built up in the truth of God's word, then there is a very little that the enemy, the devil, can do in order to disturb your spirit. You see, the power of a thankful heart, it gives you a confident assurance for the future, not only for the life you live here on earth, but also for the one after you pass from this world into the next, because you will enter God's presence with thanksgiving. And as we practice it here on earth on a daily basis, we will be, for the God that we serve, He has our best interests in mind. So remember, beloved, the key to a thankful, worshiping heart is to rely completely on the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You see, a joyful, thankful life is what God has destined us for. Yes, thanksgiving, giving thanks to God, it should come naturally for a believer of Christ. When we count our blessings and we count them one by one, even in the year of 2020, God has and still is in the blessing business. God is. He has empowered us. He has helped us. He has kept us this far. We are, after we count our blessings and we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, thanksgiving, we look at thanksgiving in a different way. Thanksgiving gives a thankful heart. It delivers us from a victim mentality and gives us a victorious mentality. Yes, the God that we serve, he sits high, but he looks low. Again, he knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So, believer of Christ, God is well pleased when you praise and you thank him on a continuous basis. Having a thankful heart as a child of God, it is not merely a nice character trait, but it is also a sin-conquering force. Gratitude is both a vital indicator of our soul's health, and a powerful defender of our soul's happiness. So we should intentionally cultivate the happy habit of thanksgiving, giving God thanks through the good times as well as those that are not so good. Giving God thanks for a roof on our head, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, food on the table, for the vehicles that we drive, for every basic need in our lives being met. We must seek him while he may be found. As we draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. That's the type of God that we serve. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20, and it says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things as unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. God is looking for us as his children, as followers of Christ, for us to live in a realm of praise and thanksgiving, where the enemy, the devil, the one that come to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, Jesus, he gave us the victory. All we got to do is walk it through. People of God, God is good and worthy to be praised. Do you have a thankful heart tonight? What are you thankful for? Are you thankful as we are getting ready to see this year through with God's help, Jesus Terry? Let us start from tonight and give God praise, glory, and honor for everything that he has seen us through. There may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. As we come to the end of this teaching, talking about the power of a thankful heart, let us consider what is in our heart. Let us consider the type of heart we have. You may be in a place in life where you tore out from the roof, from the floor, all the way to the crown of your head. You may be in a situation that you don't know which way to go. I stopped by tonight to give you this word of encouragement. Bible says that, hallelujah, that today is the day of salvation. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. If that's you tonight, and you know that you're a sinner, you know that you're in a place where you need God's help in your life, Bible says in Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. As you come to the foot of the cross and you repent before God, open up, repent before him. Let him know how sorry you are for sins that you have committed, and do it with fully from the heart. Where it says in Romans 10, verse 19, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and you believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory and honor belongs to him. And we just say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. We thank you for joining us tonight for the broadcast. We hope that you've heard something that you can apply to your life. And if you have, please share that little nugget with your friends and family. Also share with them the number, 347-826-9424. Have them join you with us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate your participation by listening to our broadcast. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to be discussed, please feel free to contact us by writing to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God loves you. We love you. Have a great evening. Have a great Thanksgiving, and the Lord willing, we'll be with you again on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.